It's Garden Talk with Noel. Noel, at the end of another month, I can't believe how rapidly the year is passing by. Time to get those vegetables that you want to grow propagated, the plants that you want to actually get running. Now's the time to do it.
Now's the time to do it. And of course, I hate to say it, Dan, it's 2 months until Christmas.
It is.
So that's about 8 weeks.
Yes.
A little under now, but it's getting there.
Leaving it a bit late for the new potatoes.
Well, true.
If you're going to put them in
that
now.
That is true. But it's funny. At this time of the year, people are often thinking that they want to put new plants in, but they also want to move plants in their gardens. Mm. Now, they can move plants in their garden. They just need to pick the time and they need to pick the plant. Mm. So for most things, it's easy to dig them up and move them. But remember, as you're digging, to remove a decent amount of root ball with soil around it as well. Don't think you're just going to dig up a plant with no roots or no soil around its roots, because it's not going to like you very much. In fact, it's probably going to die. So make sure that you dig up a root ball, say come out about 30 centimetres from the base of a shrub. I am referring to more like shrubs here, or small shrubs. 20 to 30 centimetres out from the base of the plant and around, and dig down underneath so you get a root ball. That's an important thing. Prior to moving plants, give them a good soaking with something like liquid seaweed. This helps to lessen the amount of trauma that they go through for this. And you also need to remove the top foliage. So as you're cutting through, you're inevitably going to cut roots off anyway. So you need to compensate for that sort of damage by giving the plant an opportunity not having to care for its entirety.
Gotcha.
So you can remove about a third to sometimes even 50% of the plant. That may be depending again on the plant species. So something like lavender, a third is enough. So a lot of people are moving lavenders now at this strange time of the year. I'm not too sure why, but they will take it. Mm. So, and then if they're wanting to replace them or put them elsewhere, now's a good time to do that. So remove the top growth. About a third, and then take out a decent sized root ball. So for those that are looking at moving something like a camellia, for instance, then you would have to do that over a period of time.
Right.
Digging up a camellia and moving it instantly isn't always the answer. They need to have their roots severed, and they need to have to get adjusted to that first. So usually that's a long-term thing, but other plants can, funny enough, can be moved quite easily, except for herbaceous peonies and things like that. Try not to move them right now.
Okay.
They're not going to like you very much. Now, when you're cutting plants because of this transplanting situation, it may also be a good time to take some cuttings, to take some propagating material. And this is a good time. The days are getting longer, the days are getting warmer, as are the nights. And that means that cuttings can be taken. So hopefully by the time Christmas comes, you'll have some young plants that you can either plant out into the garden or you can give away. Mm. And if you're looking at some inexpensive gifts for people, some special pelargoniums or whatever it might be, something that grows easily from cuttings, then now is an appropriate time, because by the time Christmas is about to hit us, these plants will have set roots. You can pot them up. They'll be putting on some new growth, hopefully, and you can give away some young plants. And that's a really great money-saving tip that people might like to do, even for kids, growing plants for kids, or getting kids to give presents to their friends or their teachers before they go away on holidays or anything like that.
Have you ever known a gardener who doesn't like receiving a plant?
No. Although, gardener beware in some instances when people say, here, have this plant, it grows so well, it takes over my entire garden. I need you to have this love as well. So beware of gardeners bearing gifts, I say.
Okay.
Occasionally. You need to do a bit of research there. So this is this beautiful white climbing plant on fence.
No.
And some people are unaware that some things are weeds.
Yeah.
Even Alstroemeria, to a certain point in some people's gardens, can take over and become quite pesty. So it's lovely to get gifts, don't get me wrong. But as I say, just graciously accept them with a smile. do a bit of research and then either
work out whether it's right for you or
work out whether it's right for you or not. Or re-gifting can often work.
To your mortal enemy.
That's true.
I've got a yucca at home, mm-hmm. and that has just taken off so much. It's got about five different legs to it. It is quite wieldy. How easy is that to cut back?
They are really easy.
And they're pretty
hardy. I would imagine this would be a yucca or a yucca elephant teepees, which has got the long arrow-shaped
leaves. They're very sharp and very pointy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this grows on a trunk vertically. Mm-hmm. So, yes, this is the yucca elephant teepees, they call that one, or yucca elephant teepees, depending on what part of the hemisphere you come from. And yes, they are good. Now, when you take a cutting of this, it's best to take a cutting when you know it's going to be dry. They have very, very fibrous trunks. You may not have noticed this when you cut into it. They're full of fiber, actually. So if it's very wet weather, they can easily rot by getting too wet. This is the trunk, is, which means that the plant has the capacity of dying back. It gets a bacterial in it and then it'll die. So when you're cutting it, and if you need to make sure that it stays a little bit more waterproof, an old trick, this is full of old tricks today, is to get an old can. It could be a paint tin or it could be an old, you know, baked bean can
depending
or something like that. Depending on the diameter of it, that's correct. Just place it over the top. And basically that allows that cut to dry out, stays waterproof. You don't have to rub anything onto it to keep it dry. It might look strange for a little while, but what it'll do is it'll allow that plant to naturally callus over.
Okay.
It might take a couple of months. The hotter, the drier the temperature it is, the faster it will work.
Right. What about the end that you've cut off?
The end that you cut off the top bit?
Yes.
Yes, you can actually propagate from that.
Right.
So they can go straight into, especially something like a yucca, you can take it straight into a sharp, sandy mix. You don't have to pop it into soil, heavy, wet soil. Again, that moisture content has the capacity to rot it through. So a sharp, sandy mix. Remember, the plant has no roots.
Yes.
So you need to encourage it. But before you stick it into something like some sharp sand, why not let it dry out for a day? That's called callusing over, just for a day, and then get yourself some manuka honey, some good quality manuka honey, and rub that onto the open wound, and then pop it into your sandy mix. Now, a magical thing happens. In the manuka honey, it triggers the hormone. A hormone is triggered inside that plant to put on roots. Also, it's a highly, highly disinfectant. Right. For that plant. It stops bacteria from getting in.
Wow.
So manuka honey, as you know, is wonderful for putting on cuts and abrasions on your skin. So it works a similar way on plant material and cell structure as well.
Wow.
So it works quite interestingly that way. It can trigger really good, strong root development. And as I said, if you can't get any sand, maybe some simple perlite is more than enough. The plant isn't looking for nutrition. The plant isn't looking for a moisture source. It's looking for a place to put its roots out into. And something as simple as perlite, which is an organic product, can actually just make sure that the roots can actually form and grow through them. There's lots of air around those root systems. And when those roots come out the bottom of the pot, you can plant that plant up really easily, either in the ground or into another pot.
Amazing stuff. Because, I mean, the one that I've got has probably the branches of them are more like trunks. They're probably 100 mils in diameter, each one.
Yes,
I mean, they would make decent pot plants.
That's you can really extend your potted plant collection doing that.
It's a perfect gift for Christmas, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what else is the perfect gift for Christmas. Yeah. And if you're not going to buy it for anyone else, buy it for yourselves. This is for all the listeners out there. Veggie pods.
Veggie pods, yeah.
Amazing, right? This is, I think, an amazing answer for people that are wanting to grow productive plants of all different types, all different kinds in a confined space. So we've got a couple of sizes here in the shop. but we've only just had them in, and I just need to sort of let everybody know, raise a flag to let everybody know that we've got veggie pods now. We haven't had them for months and months and months and months and months and months and months, and it's such a wonderful thing to have them just now on the onset of winter. On, I take that back, the onset of summer, just before Christmas comes, because these are an amazing godsend for people who want to be able to grow things but may not have the facilities or the space to grow things. And what a brilliant gift to give somebody, such as, you know, mum, dad, grandma, grandfather, or whatever. Wonderful gift.
So what sort of veggies are there?
Well, you can grow a wide variety of vegetables. What it is, it's a self-watering container that comes with a lid that you connect to your hose, and it actually waters it as well. It mist sprays it inside there. The actual covering of the veggie pod actually helps to keep the likes of, say, cabbage white butterflies out. Say, all the marauding insects aren't allowed in. And also, it keeps out birds.
Perfect.
So you've got best of both worlds, and doubles up in the wintertime as a frost protection.
So with these veggie pods, size-wise, are they all one size, or do you get different
sizes? We had the mid-size one and we had the large one.
Okay.
I think if you're going to do a veggie pod, you need to have one of the other. And they come on a stand, either on casters, or you can choose not to put them on a stand. But having them on a stand means that they're elevated. And when they're elevated, there's no bending over. You know, it's such an easy thing. You step outside the back door, pick whatever herbs or vegetables you need. And just to be honest, you know, when it comes to, say, elderly couples, and I'll single that example out, they don't need huge amounts of vegetables.
No.
They just need one of this, one of that, maybe two of this, two of that. So you can buy vegetables now in these smaller varieties, these small, you know, collections, so to speak. So you can get a combination, say, green vegetables, stir-fry vegetables, coleslaw vegetables. You get two of this, two of that, two of something else. And you can really grow them nicely. But the veggie pods, I find, they've got a nice height to them as well. They are definitely worthwhile considering for people. You invest in them once, and that's all you'll ever need to do because they've got everything else going for them. And if those people that have never seen them before or have seen the ads on TV, and this isn't an advertorial, I have to point this out. For those that have seen them on TV but would like to see them in real life, come into the nursery and have a look. We're happy to run you through it, because it's very exciting that we've got something like this, which is, you know, it's taken most of the gardening world by storm. Wherever they've actually promoted it, they've been to all the garden shows around Australia and in Chelsea in England as well.
Wow.
They've been accepted so wonderfully well for people, because people are living in more confined spaces. And because of that, they still want to grow fresh vegetables and fresh herbs. There's nothing like it, you know, picking up some fresh chives or whatever.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because earlier on I was reading an article that came out that said by 2030, which is only 6.5-7 years away, 25% of our population will be over 65.
Absolutely.
So it makes perfect sense.
I'm not that far off it myself.
We're less mobile. I'm beginning to wonder myself. We're less mobile than we were in the past. And
we
as
are.
You say, there's more confinement as well, so we don't necessarily have the space to work with.
And I know that, you know, I think back on my own life. When I was younger, I was on my knees and doing things, and nothing would faze me. And
you could get up then, you see.
I could get up then without an issue. Now I have to hold my spade and hold this to help myself get up and all this sort of stuff. My back's not the same as it used to be. My knees aren't the same as they used to be. And that's an age thing, and that's natural. And we are an aging population. So why not choose opportunities or have opportunities with us that can make our gardening lives a little bit easier, a little bit more straightforward, but no less enjoyable.
Makes perfect sense. So veggie pods, come down and see Noel at the team at Mitre 10 Mega. Have a look. You never know. As you say, if it's not for somebody else, buy one for yourself.
Absolutely. Treat yourself to an early Christmas present, I say.
And you never know what you're going to have. And by the time Christmas rolls around, you could have something growing in there
perfectly. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Mm. Perfect for the kitchen garden, herbs, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, Noel. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up again next week.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Dan.